The patient has, the next patient is Ronald Swartz. The last name is S-W-A-R-T-Z, like in Zulu. Ronald, the first name. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old that has a history of the diabetes mellitus with a severe proteinuria. The patient comes here today with a follow-up. The patient had a protein creatinine ratio during the last visit of 7,000 milligrams. The patient has been taking the Kerendia in combination with Jardiance. The laboratory workup in the comprehensive metabolic profile shows that the patient has decreased the kidney function. The serum creatinine from 1.74 went to 2.38. This is most likely associated to the administration of the Kerendia and the Jardiance. The BUN creatinine ratio is well maintained. We think that it's just medication effect. The estimated eGFR is down to 28. In the protein creatinine ratio this time is consistent with 4 grams per gram of creatinine, which is a substantial decrease in the proteinuria. At this point, we explain to the patient the trade-off that we are experiencing. We are decreasing the amount of protein in the urine, but we are sacrificing the kidney function. Whether or not he continues to improve is to be seen. And if there is further deterioration of the kidney function, we have to stop the use of these medications, and he is aware of that. Following number. The patient has diabetes mellitus. The recent hemoglobin A1C is 7.2, which is acceptable. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 134, HDL 30, LDL 71, and the triglycerides 236, which is acceptable. The PTH is 77. And the thyroid function test that we have, and the T3 is normal, the T4 is within range, as well as the TSH. The urinalysis without activity in the urinary sediment, the proteinuria continues to be 3+. Following number, the patient has hypertension. This hypertension, he says that is white coat syndrome. He gets better readings at home. We, for some time, we got readings like 138 over 79, 116 over 50. Today we have 160 over 91. The patient had to wait for his appointment for a long time, and he's upset. A reevaluation in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes seeing the patient, and 6 minutes in the documentation.